This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Another popular Yellowstone wolf, followed by fans worldwide, has been killed by a Montana hunter. Fans are mourning the loss of Yellowstone wolf 1479F, a young female that was killed by a hunter in Montana last week. She was the offspring of the legendary wolf 907F. The young female, 1479F, was shot by a hunter this month after straying out of the northern boundary of Yellowstone National Park and into Montana. Wolf 1479F was about 2.5 years old. She was killed September 17th in Montana's Wildlife Management Unit 316, north of the park. 1479F's tracking collar was returned to the National Park Service by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The young and popular Wolf 1479's death could rekindle the debate over allowing wolves to be hunted near the park's boundaries in Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. Wolf 1479F was part of the Junction Butte Pack, which is highly visible and very popular among wolf watchers and wildlife photographers. For years, the pack's matriarch was the famed one-eyed 907F. She was almost 12 years old when she died on Christmas Day 2024 from injuries she suffered a few days prior during a fight with wolves from a rival pack. During her remarkably long life, 907F gave birth to numerous litters of pups. Wolf 1479F was among a litter of pups born to the Junction Butte Pack in April 2023. She was the only pup who survived that year. Christina Gaylor, an avid follower of the pack, said the young female wolf was a delight to watch. "She was one of the funniest wolves that you could observe," Gaylor said. "She made me laugh a lot. She was very, very distracted by everything all the time, and she played a lot." Wildlife photographer Debbie Dixon said that 1479F was energetic and independent. "She was always on the go. Nothing stopped her," Dixon said. "She was the kind of wolf that lived in your heart so much that you were scared to talk about her for fear that she would become a target. And she was one of the few wolves in the park that would walk right through a crowd of people to reach her destination." Since the death of her mother, 907F, she was the Junction Butte pack member that you looked for every time. Inside Yellowstone National Park, wolves remain fully protected. That's in sharp contrast to the policies of surrounding states, which have allowed wolf hunting for more than a decade. Opponents of wolf hunts directly adjacent to the park claim that the Yellowstone wolves are too acclimated to humans to make those hunts truly fair chase. As to the effects of the wolf hunts on wolf pack structure, that can depend upon which wolves are killed, said biologist Doug Smith. "The death of a high-ranking wolf can be disruptive to the pack's social structure," said Smith, who led Yellowstone's wolf program for nearly 3 decades and now is the chief biologist at the Jackson Fork Ranch. "This isn't the first time the hunts have sparked fierce debates over the effect of hunting on wolf fans and wolf tourism pitted against state policies. Wolves are a huge draw for tourists and tourism dollars, and wolf advocates want the animals protected outside the boundaries of the park. Hunting proponents argue that the adjacent state's wolf management policies are a success, so they shouldn't be held to the federal policies inside the park." Those opposing views boiled over in 2012 when the immensely popular Wolf 06 was shot by a hunter in Wyoming that December. She was officially known as 832F. The name 06 came from her birth year, 2006. From 2010 until her death, she was the dominant breeding female of Yellowstone's Lamar Canyon Pack. There have been other high-profile killings of wolves, including an entire pack a couple of years ago that prompted, again, controversy about the management of the species. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.